April 12th through 18th, Doctrine and Covenants, sections 37 through 40. If ye are not one, ye are not mine. God knows what the children in your class need to learn. Let Him guide you as you select principles and activities to help you teach them. Invite sharing. Pass around a copy of the scriptures. As each child holds the scriptures, let that child share one thing he or she remembers from last week's lesson or from reading the scriptures at home this week. Teach the doctrine, younger children. Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verses 24 through 27. I can love others. The Lord wanted the saints to gather together in Ohio and to love each other as equals. How can you help the children feel unity with and love for others? Possible activities. Use this week's activity page to show the children that when the church was very new, the Lord asked the members to move together to Ohio. See also the map in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families. God wanted them to learn how to love and get along with each other. Ask the children for ideas about how they can show love for each other. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 25 to the children, and tell them in your own words what it means to esteem your brother or sister as yourself. See also Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Help them repeat the scripture, replacing his brother with each other's names. Sing a song about loving and including others, such as I'll Walk With You, or We Are Different. See Children's Songbook pages 140 through 141 and page 263. As you sing, let the children hold pictures of children from other places in the world. Help the children act out a scenario in which someone new joins their primary class. How could we help him or her feel welcome? The children might enjoy doing this role play with finger puppets or cutout figures. Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 30. If I am prepared, I need not fear. One way that Heavenly Father helps us not be afraid is by teaching us to be prepared. Possible activities. Repeat several times the phrase, if ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. See verse 30. After a few times, leave out a word and let the children say the missing word. Tell the children about a time when you were prepared for something and being prepared helped you not be afraid. Help the children think of things Heavenly Father wants them to prepare for, such as being baptized or going to the temple. Use pictures or objects to give them ideas. Talk about ways they can prepare and let them draw pictures of themselves preparing for or participating in the things they thought of. Doctrine and Covenants, section 39, verse 6 and verse 23. I receive the gift of the Holy Ghost when I am confirmed. What do children in your class need to understand about receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost? The Lord's instructions to James Koval about this ordinance might help. Possible activities. Show a picture of someone being baptized and someone being confirmed. See Gospel Art Book numbers 104 and 105. Read Doctrine and Covenants section 39, verse 23, and ask the children to point to the correct picture when they hear you read about baptism or confirmation. Read together Doctrine and Covenants section 39, verse 6, and show the children pictures or objects that represent ways the Holy Ghost blesses us, including those mentioned in verse 6. Let the children take turns holding the pictures or objects, and as they do, bear testimony about how the Holy Ghost has blessed you in these ways. Help the children recognize times when they might feel the Spirit's influence. Teach the doctrine, older children. Doctrine and Covenants, section 37 and section 38, verses 31 through 33. God gathers us to bless us. Gathering in Ohio was a great sacrifice for many of the early saints. Today we are not commanded to gather in one location, but we do gather as families, wards, and stakes. Possible activities. Show the children this week's activity page or the map in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families. Read together Doctrine and Covenants, section 37, and help the children find on the map the places mentioned in the Revelation. What did the Lord command the saints to do? Choose a key phrase or sentence from Doctrine and Covenants section 38, verses 31 through 33, that you feel describes why the Lord wanted his people to gather together. Scatter words from the sentence around the room and invite the children to gather them, put them in the right order, and find where the sentence appears in the verses. Why does the Lord want us to gather? Doctrine and Covenants section 38, verses 24 through 27. God wants his people to be united. To prepare the saints to gather, the Lord taught them to see each other as equals and be one. See verse 27. How might this instruction bless the children you teach? Possible activities. Read together Doctrine and Covenants section 38, verses 24 through 27, and invite the children to write down words from these verses that they feel are important, including words that are repeated. Why might the Lord have repeated these words? Let them share what they wrote and discuss what they learned from those words. Help the children think of situations in which someone might feel left out, such as being a new member of the church or moving to a new neighborhood or school. What does Doctrine and Covenants section 38, verses 24 through 27 suggest about how we should treat someone in these circumstances? Role play some possible situations. Share an object lesson that illustrates how things can be combined or united to become one, such as pieces of cloth that make one quilt, or ingredients that make one loaf of bread. What do these examples teach us about becoming one as God's people? Doctrine and Covenants sections 39 through 40. I can keep my promises. James Covell had made a promise to obey the Lord, but he did not keep his promise. Learning about his experience could help the children to remember the importance of being obedient. Possible activities. Invite the children to read the section headings for Doctrine and Covenants sections 39 and 40, and ask them to summarize in words or drawings what they learn about James Covell. Write questions on the board that will help the children understand section 40, such as, what did James Covell covenant to do? Why didn't he keep his covenant? Invite the children to find answers in section 40. Help the children remember the promises they made when they were baptized. See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. Help the children list some fears or cares of the world. See Doctrine and Covenants section 40, verse 2, that might prevent a person from keeping these promises. Invite the children to write themselves a short message as a reminder that obeying Heavenly Father's commandments will help them overcome fears or worldly cares. Encourage them to keep their reminder someplace where they can see it often. Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to discuss with their parents or other family members how they can be more united as a family. Improving our teaching. Memorize a scripture. Consider selecting a scripture passage that you think could strengthen the testimonies of the children and help them memorize it. Younger children could memorize a portion of a scripture or simply a phrase.